What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Putting America first, second, and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
November 23rd, 2021, getting into the week here, heading into the Thanksgiving holiday. It is a very, very busy news day. We've got a lot of news to get through before we can get to the phone lines here. Mike is in our control room taking care of business, so let's get right on into it. People are still talking about the Waukesha Christmas Parade killer, Darryl Brooks, and wondering why he was on the street. He was bailed twice this year alone. He had his bond lowered from $7,000 to just $500 last February. And he had been released just the previous Friday before he drove through that Christmas parade. And the cops are out there saying that they have no motive for the rampage. And we're already seeing the beginnings of a massive cover-up here. Because this black individual driving over 100 white people, you know, really undermines that whole white abuser, black victim narrative that's been sold to us over the last couple of years. And the media is already trying to spin this here. Meanwhile, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez sparked a very negative reaction by demanding reform of New York City's excessive bail laws just the day after the Waukesha Christmas Parade massacre. Representative Tlaib is defending a bill that would close all federal jails. They want these criminals on the streets to keep you afraid, to keep you in your homes, cowering in fear here. Meanwhile, Piers Morgan is out there saying, how many more Americans will die because of weak, woke prosecutors seduced by the campaign to abolish cash bail into letting violent career criminals like the Waukesha Christmas Parade killer walk free to commit more carnage? And yes, it was an absolute failure of the system. And again, they're trying to find some way to make it all go away. They're still out there saying that the suspect, Darryl E. Brooks, was fleeing from police. Originally, they said he was fleeing from a knife fight. Then CNN came on out and said he was fleeing from police at the time. The Waukesha police chief has gone public saying, no, as a matter of fact, nobody was chasing Darryl Brooks. He was not fleeing from police. He just rammed his car down the Christmas parade and said it appears that this was intentional on the part of Darryl Brooks. There's no way to construe this as some kind of a horrible accident. And, you know, Brooks has this decades-long criminal rap sheet, including arrests for drugs, battery, sexual abuse, domestic abuse, a lot more. And, you know, the news is out there saying, oh, it was a horrible, tragic accident, and you shouldn't conclude anything from it. So the cultural Marxist propaganda will be absolutely massive. Now, it's turned on out that Darryl Brooks belongs to a black supremacist sect of Islam called the 5% Nation. So they're saying now he may have committed vehicular jihad. And this is coming out of Lumard. And they were the first one to report on his identity. They're starting to reveal the identities of the people who were killed and injured and, you know, members of the Dancing Grannies, a girls' dance troupe, musicians, good ones. And so it's really kind of out there. Meanwhile, over in Milwaukee, a Black Lives Matter activist, Vaughn Mays, said that the Christmas parade attack may be the start of the new revolution against white people and capitalism and so forth. Getting on back to Kenosha, Kyle Rittenhouse is accusing Biden of malice and of defaming him with the white supremacist label. He said he's receiving so many threats following his acquittal, he's had to hire bodyguards. And he told Tucker Carlson on the interview last night he wants to just lay low. He's probably going to have to leave that part of the country and relocate. And his new ambition, and no doubt his defense team inspired him on this, he wants to study and become a lawyer, and I think he'll probably be a very good one. Meanwhile, Kyle Rittenhouse is saying, I'm hoping someday there will be accountability for Joe Biden and the mainstream media's attacks and smears. He has hired some lawyers, including the one who handled the libel and slander case for Sandman last year. And, you know, Rittenhouse could wind up owning MSNBC and CNN. Not that he'd want them. They're losing so much money. But Rittenhouse is saying, yeah, he is planning on suing Biden for every cent he has. Meanwhile, Rittenhouse's lawyers are demanding the $2 million in bail money be returned to the acquitted client. Now, that is a matter of some debate because the bail money came from several sources who are now asking for a refund now that the bond has been rescinded. And Rittenhouse is slamming his previous attorneys, including Trump crony Lynn Wood, for letting him rot in jail for 87 days while they were using his name to promote their own careers and their own self-interest. And meanwhile, there's a question, this is coming from Patriot Rising, about how the media skews coverage of protests and riots, because when leftist riots and burn things, which they were doing at Kenosha for 3 days straight, it's always a mostly peaceful protest and otherwise very good. But any self-defense from the right is deemed racist. They're still pushing that racist idea, even though Rittenhouse was white and the three men he shot, all of which were convicted criminals, were also white. And, you know, they came on out saying Rittenhouse had shot some black protesters that was actually carried around the world by media, which are now having to back up and wipe the egg off their face. Getting into non-Rittenhouse politics right now, Biden has now announced that he intends to run for re-election in 2024. They confirmed the persistent rumors, trying to downplay the recent polling showing the Democrat president at record low levels. And so Jen Psaki, speaking to reporters on Air Force One yesterday, confirmed Biden's desire to run for re-election. Democrats in general are not really thrilled with that because basically anybody on the Republican side is going to be able to roll all over him. And there is a new poll out there showing that if Trump throws his hat in the ring, which does appear likely at this point, he will lead Joe Biden in the state of Iowa by 11%. And Iowa is a major bellwether state for these general elections here. Meanwhile, getting back to Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, she is now claiming that Democrats lost the Virginia elections because they didn't include her or the squad as part of the campaign and said the campaign was too moderate, and so it's really their own fault. I think Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is too much in love with her own self-image. Now, getting on back to Steve Bannon, he is vowing to make life for the Biden White House difficult as he left a court appearance in Washington, D.C. And it was his first court appearance since his indictment on Friday for defying the January 6th committee's congressional subpoena. And the Department of Justice said that Bannon did not comply in any way by not showing up for the deposition or producing documents. And Bannon leaving the courthouse, he did not look like a man intimidated by the Department of Justice or Joe Biden. And he said, I'm telling you right now, this is going to be the misdemeanor from heck for Merrick Garland, Nancy Pelosi, and Joe Biden. We're going on the offensive. They took on the wrong guy. They took on the wrong guys. So we'll see what's happening on that. Meanwhile, a lot of people are noticing that the resignations from the White House are starting to grow. And Emma Riley, the White House Communications Chief of Staff, in a tweet last Friday, said that she is leaving the West Wing to move over to the Labor Department. Rats are leaving the ship right now. Things are going to get ugly over there. Down in Texas, Beto O'Rourke is still out there campaigning on gun control. And he says, I'm coming for the guns if elected Texas governor. And, short of massive election fraud in Texas, he's going to crash and burn on that one because citizens of the Lone Star State, they do love their guns. They do need them. A lot of the ranchers out there, they need them to protect their homes from the illegal immigrants that are just flooding across the border. Interestingly enough, actor Matthew McConaughey is considering a run for the governorship of Texas, and current polls are showing that he would win Texas if he ran. He is polling something like 11 points ahead of incumbent Abbott and Beto O'Rourke. So that would be kind of interesting. I don't know. After Reagan, I'm a little leery, and not to mention Schwarzenegger, I'm a little leery of actors entering political life, but we'll see what happens there. Meanwhile, Trump-backed Senate candidate Sean Parnell has now officially suspended his campaign. He was actually polling ahead of everybody else. But he just lost custody of his three children during this bitter divorce battle. His wife has accused him of abuse, and I guess Sean has decided that's too much baggage to take into an election. Now, we mentioned this earlier in the week, actually yesterday, but we're going to mention it again. Hunter Biden's firm helped China gain control of a central electric car battery component, and this is the cobalt, and so the deal would be boosted by President Biden's $2 trillion social spending plan, which earmarks billions of dollars to promote electric vehicles, which are going to use the cobalt in their batteries here. Up in New York City, they are considering a proposal that would allow hundreds of thousands of non-citizens to vote in the municipal elections. And this is the proverbial camel's nose under the edge of the tent, leading to allowing non-citizens to vote in the national elections, which the Democrats dearly, dearly wish to see happen here. Over in Arizona, Benny Harmony from the Gozar Minute is saying, we still don't know who won the election in Arizona. And there is more and more concern being expressed over the fact that Arizona's attorney general, after all this time following the Maricopa audit, still really doesn't seem to be taking any action. So he's been bought or blackmailed or threatened and so forth and so on here. Okay, remember the shooting at the Marjorie-something Douglas School? That was down in Parkland. And the families of the victims sued the Department of Justice because the FBI failed to follow up on a tip-off that Nicholas Cruz was planning a mass school shooting. They knew ahead of time it was going to happen and did not interfere. Maybe they wanted it to happen to push the gun-grabbing agenda, but the Department of Justice has now settled with the victims' families for $130 million of your tax dollars. Meanwhile, as concerns about surveillance and spying continue, there is a tech startup called Voyager Labs, and their business model is to help law enforcement agencies scan what you post on social media and who you interact with on social media to predict whether you have or plan to commit a crime. It's one of a growing number of companies that claim they can use social media analysis to help predict and solve crimes. It's opened up a lot of questions about privacy, to which I would add, I seriously doubt it's going to be accurate because people actually planning to commit crimes don't talk about it on social media. They really don't. They're not that dumb, despite the dumbing down of America's education system. All right, another poll is out showing that American voters' top worry is government and poor leadership and concerns about the economy. These concerns are at their highest point since the start of the pandemic. Americans traditionally vote with their wallets. This is not looking good for the midterm elections for the Democrats next year. Now, we have been seeing stories about all these mass lootings and shopliftings taking place in cities all across America, especially in San Francisco and neighboring areas. And the district attorney of San Francisco, Chesap Boudin, effectively legalized shoplifting in the name of criminal justice reform. And he's prompted massive store closures with ugly videos of broad daylight robberies on small and large stores. He's refused to prosecute, and it's basically turned San Francisco into another socialist crime pit. And he's now facing a major voter recall. So suddenly he has done a 180 and said he's absolutely outraged at the wave of shoplifting gangs sweeping the Bay Area. And if the chaos in our streets is this bad now, how bad do you think it's going to get next year and beyond? Again, it seems like we have a pro-crime government. Virtually everything they do is about allowing criminals to have free reign over our society while trying to attack the citizens' right to self-defense and to keep and bear arms. That was really what the Rittenhouse trial was all about. It wasn't about Rittenhouse. It was about a legal right to self-defense when confronted by criminals. That's what that was about here. Now, getting on back to the January 6th commission, they have been caught fabricating evidence. And they basically made a claim about the whereabouts of the Willard Hotel War Room attendee. And it turns out toll booth records belonging to the former New York Police Commissioner Bernard Kerik put him 300 miles away from the infamous January 5th meeting at the Willard Hotel in Washington. And so the January 6th commission wanted to place him at that meeting, and they just made it all up. It's not an error. It is a total, complete fabrication. Getting into COVID-19, over at the New York Times, their experts are now saying face masks could become permanent, okay? And I would be very careful about that. I mean, wasn't all that long ago that experts said lobotomies were good for you and backed by science? All righty. BioNTech's CEO, Ugur Sahin, who's a co-developer of the mRNA vaccines, said in an interview on Sunday that COVID vaccination will become annual like the flu shot, and the money is going to pour on in to the pharmaceutical companies, the medical industrial complex. Meanwhile, over at the National Institutes of Health, Director Francis Collins is complaining that, quote, conspiracies, end quote, are winning here, and he wants the government to punish misinformation, like PayPal did to me yesterday, and probably even stricter than that. What's winning out, though, are the numerous reports from all around the world of COVID vaccine injuries, and the fact that even the CDC and the FDA admit the COVID shots do not actually stop COVID. You can still catch it. You can still pass it on. That's not what vaccines are supposed to do. Down in Florida, there was a judge who declined Florida's request to immediately block the Biden Health and Human Services vaccine rule for the health care workers. Over in the United Kingdom, Prime Minister Boris Johnson said during a press briefing that Britons will definitely need a booster dose of the Wuhan coronavirus vaccines in order to be considered fully vaccinated. They're moving the goalposts. Okay, when Claire and I got the Johnson & Johnson one shot and done, we were pronounced fully vaccinated, and now they're moving the goalposts. We got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, no child left behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? I have another update on the fundraising situation. We can accept PayPal through the RBN site. You can mail in cash or a money order with the pay to line left blank. The postal address is 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Nothing made out to RBN will work, so don't do that. The new accounts are going to be opened soon, and if you have any questions, call 800-724-2719, extension 3. Feel free to call on in on this issue, and we'll try and get you squared away. The network thanks you.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
Welcome back to our show here. We're talking about COVID-19. Now, according to the American Medical Association, 96% of U.S. doctors as of June have been vaccinated for COVID-19. And unfortunately, a lot of them are now dead. Dr. Kevin Walsh, an OBGYN with a private practice in Roanoke, Virginia, dropped dead just 6 weeks after pushing the Fauci flu shots on Facebook. In his post, Walsh compared the Chinese virus to polio in an attempt to scare his followers into getting jabbed. Dr. Justin Nasser, a doctor from Benowa, Queensland, suffered much the same fate, dying unexpectedly of a heart attack shortly after getting his shot. And so this is one of the reasons why hospitals are overwhelmed. Staff are either dying from the vaccine or they're being fired or quitting to avoid the vaccine. Now, there is a new report in German media, and it's looking at all of these fully vaccinated professional athletes who have just died suddenly or become seriously ill from heart problems in the past 5 months, and they total up to 75. 75 fully vaccinated European athletes have died. We've seen the videos of these athletes on the playing fields just suddenly keeling over. And so, yeah, there is a problem there. Another study is out there, and it's basically confirming that there is a drastic drop in the COVID vaccine effectiveness. And researchers studied data from 780,000 U.S. veterans, and they found that vaccine protection against COVID-19 dropped from 89.2% at its highest to a low of 13.1%. Okay. Now, over in Africa, and we mentioned this yesterday as well, Africa is only 6% vaccinated, and COVID has practically disappeared. Scientists say they are baffled. Well, Africa is allowing the use of ivermectin as a COVID treatment. And over in Japan, they're starting to use ivermectin, and their COVID numbers are dropping rapidly as well. Now, this next story, I'm looking for confirmation on it, and you're going to understand why. But this is over in Slovenia, and there's a big scandal breaking out there regarding the vaccines. The head nurse of the University Medical Center, a clinical center in Ljubljana, which takes care of receiving the bottles and managing all the vaccines, resigned. The head nurse resigned, did a press conference in front of the cameras, and took out some of the bottles of the vaccine and showed these codes on the bottles, which contained the numbers 1, 2, and 3. And she said, number one is a placebo. It's just saline, nothing in there. Number two is a classic bottle of RNA. The number three is an RNA stick that contains the oncogene linked to the adenovirus that contributes to the development of cancer. For these bottles, number three says that people who receive it within 2 years will have soft tissue cancer. Oh, yes, cancer is big business. And by the way, the nurse went on to say that in her experience at the hospital, politicians and leaders got the number one bottle, the saline. And we've seen kind of the same thing here in the United States of America, where the Biden vaccine mandate, where we all have to get the shots, exempts Congress, the White House, employees at the FDA and the CDC and the pharmaceutical companies themselves. So they definitely know something. Meanwhile, speaking of Biden's vax mandate, the Justice Department is now seeking an immediate lift of an order halting the Biden administration's COVID mandate for businesses, claiming delays will cost many lives per day. Actually, it's the opposite. The more people are vaccinated, the more they're dying here. So they are really desperate to get that shot into your arm for some reason. And this has got more to do than with health and COVID-19, because the attitude in the past for vaccines is, okay, you can get the vaccine, and if you don't want the vaccine and you get sick, it's your own problem here. Another poll has come on out. This is from the Convention of States Action, and it reports 65% of surveyed voters do not believe Americans should lose their jobs if they refuse the COVID-19 vaccine. So Americans are definitely against this. And meanwhile, we're seeing these worldwide protests against the vaccines and against the lockdowns. I mean, the videos are making the rounds on some of the less repressive social media. The crowds are just gigantic. And again, America's corporate media is ignoring this. They don't want you to know that the rest of the world is objecting to this. But there are cities in Canada, Europe, and Australia. They're in a constant state of protests right now. And it's really a nasty situation. And again, the crowds are huge. I saw a photo from Vienna, just people as far as you could see. Okay, we got to take another break for commercials, and we'll be back after these few words.
Truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Easeoff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on.
Welcome back to our show here. We're finishing up with COVID-19. And over in South Korea, families of people harmed or killed by the COVID vaccine held a mass memorial service. And you're not going to see that covered on the corporate media either. Alrighty, getting to the international news now. Dozens of U.S. military personnel family members are still trapped in Afghanistan, and the State Department is saying they're not qualified for evacuation. You know, that's the message coming from the U.S. government to those Americans still in Afghanistan. You know, thank you, good night, you're on your own. Meanwhile, the Biden administration is considering sending more weapons to Ukraine, including Javelin anti-tank missiles, in response to what they say is Russian aggression by moving their troops around their own soil here. Lukashenko, the leader of Belarus, is complaining to the EU for refusing to hold talks on the migrants that are still piling up on the border with Poland. And meanwhile, Estonia and Britain are sending troops and drones to Poland, Lithuania, and Latvia. This thing is heating up. I think we're going to see like a repeat of the Gliwice incident, which sparked or justified Germany's invasion of Poland in World War II. And again, I'm concerned about Thursday, you know, important holiday to Americans, and I'm concerned something might happen there. Meanwhile, the United States has warned Israel against launching covert attacks against Iran's civilian nuclear program, saying they are counterproductive. Israeli officials predictably said they have no intention of letting up. And the report said that over the past 20 months, four explosions at Iranian facilities have been attributed to Israel. Last November, a year ago, Israel assassinated Iranian scientist Mohsen Fakhrizadeh inside Iran. And the U.S. is refusing to condemn those attacks, which amounts to a tacit endorsement. Meanwhile, Israel's Defense Minister Benny Gantz is saying there should be a broader, stronger, and longer Iran nuclear deal. This coming from the nation, which still refuses to sign the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty. So, anyway. Meanwhile, we're still hearing more talk of a potential Israeli strike against Iran's nuclear program, like they did against Iraq when Israel bombed and destroyed their nuclear power station at Osirak, claiming there was a nuclear bomb factory in the basement, like the one that Israel has underneath the reactor at Dimona. And following the invasion of Iraq, nuclear experts examined the wreckage of the power station at Osirak, and by golly, they found a power station and nothing else. So, anyway. Meanwhile, new information coming on out about the lies used to sell us the war in Syria. It has come on out that the Organization for the Prevention of Chemical Weapons basically altered the evidence regarding some of the so-called terror attacks or the attacks by Assad on his own people. And, you know, there was the chemical attack in Douma, Syria. Expert toxicologists ruled out chlorine gas as the cause of death for more than 40 civilians at the scene. And instead of publishing that finding, senior OPCW officials concealed it and then launched an investigation of a veteran inspector who questioned the censorship. And let's see, Saudi state media reported a flurry of airstrikes against targets inside the Yemen capital city of Sana'a. There have been no details yet on casualties, although Saudi Arabia is claiming they hit high-value targets. And once more rattling the sabers, the United States has sent the Arleigh Burke-class guided missile destroyer USS Milius through the Taiwan Strait. The U.S. says it's a routine freedom of navigation exercise, but every time they do it, of course, Beijing gets more and more annoyed. All right, getting on to the economic news now. Elizabeth Warren is now out there trying to blame inflation on price gouging. And it's not our fault here in Washington, D.C. It's, you know, all those companies out there, you know, just taking advantage of the holiday season to raise prices like that. Meanwhile, another poll has come on out. This is a Morning Consult Politico poll that found 62% of Americans blame Democratic policies for rising inflation. And interestingly enough, 41% of Democratic voters said that Biden's policies are the cause of inflation. So this is definitely going to be a problem for next year's midterm elections. And Joe Biden is out there basically saying that thanks to me, families have more money now than before the pandemic, even after accounting for inflation. No, Joe, that is not true. In fact, inflation has already wiped out all of the wage gains of the last year. Over in Great Britain, the pound has hit a 21-month high against the euro as the single currency continues to fall amid threats of new lockdowns on the continent. And they're definitely doing that. Over in Italy, the government has hit Amazon and Apple with a £168 million antitrust fine for violating European Union rules by restricting competition in the sale of goods. So we were talking about it before, where Amazon will sort of downplay advertisers who are selling products on the Amazon site while boosting ads for their own produced copies of the same or similar products here. Out in California, they are temporarily increasing the weight limit for trucks to try and resolve the port congestion crisis. And it's one of those things that sounds really good in the press release, but by increasing the weight limits, they're going to accelerate the cracking and deterioration of the road systems in California, which are not in the best of shape to begin with here. Oil prices have hit a six-week low after Biden pleaded with China to release strategic reserves. Gas prices dropped a whole penny, but supply remains tight ahead of the holiday travel. The U.S. is getting ready to receive a bulk shipment of diesel fuel from energy-rich Russia as Washington tries to cool down fuel's prices. And as the prices go up, Biden's poll numbers continue to sink. Now, there's an emergency step. Joe Biden is releasing 50 million barrels of oil from the National Strategic Petroleum Reserve, which will go out to gas stations, who will be glad to sell it to you, ignoring the fact that you, the taxpayer, already paid for all that oil in the National Strategic Petroleum Reserve. So you're being double charged there. And one of Biden's advisors came on out with a comment that says vaccinating small children for COVID is somehow going to end inflation. And I don't know how they get from here to there, but it seems like, you know, they'll just say whatever comes to the top of their head and assume that you have been sufficiently dumbed down by the American education system that you won't realize how patently ridiculous all of it is here. And speaking of ridiculous, Representative Kevin Brady spoke on the House floor Thursday about the Build Back Better Act, and he basically looked at the Congressional Budget Office score, saying that all this talk about how Biden's bill is already paid for and it won't cost Americans a single penny, it's all complete nonsense. You will pay for it in increased taxes. You will pay for it in increased inflation. That's the hard reality here. Chris Powell is out there saying central banks are going to be forced to revalue gold upwards. And Von Greyers is in agreement, saying goldomania is coming. Now, they're going to try and keep the gold and metal prices in general down to keep you in your bank accounts, to keep you in your stock portfolio. But at some point, that is going to break down. And people are going to realize getting into metals is the best guard against inflation and the decline of the U.S. dollar. Little bit of good news. Texas Instruments is investing $30 billion to build their own chip-making campus in Sherman, Texas. They're saying the first part of it will go into operation by the end of the year. And get that one out of here. There is an article out by Arsenio Toledo, and this appeared in Natural News, saying that the supply chain crisis and the food shortages may have been deliberately engineered to control populations, because hungry people, when they're being offered food, tend to be very, very obedient. And I want to point out that being starved to death is one of the cruelest deaths anyone can suffer. It is hard to imagine anyone intentionally doing that to another human, except there have been historical precedents, such as the Nazis. Article coming on out of Global Research, the Davos billionaires want to save the planet, but what they're really doing is they're repackaging the idea of eugenics, the artificial selective breeding, culling of the human population to produce better human beings, or at least more obedient human beings. And eugenics actually got its start in the United States in the 1930s. And That's where Adolf Hitler got his inspiration for his race hygiene program, and then his abuses of that led to a denunciation of eugenics here in the U.S. after World War II. Now they're trying to bring it back. Okay. Meanwhile, the White House says the border crisis is not a real focus at the recent summit with Mexico and Canada, and so they're trying to downplay that. Meanwhile, the Texas Army National Guard is preparing for the new migrant caravan with riot drills near the border. And the Texas military is on standby because Biden has simply dropped the ball in protecting our nation from this foreign invasion, which is really what it amounts to. And along with the illegal immigrants, these migrants, in order to have some money on the other side of the border, they're smuggling in this fentanyl, which is a highly lethal synthetic opioid. I remember there was an isomer of it back when we still lived in North Hollywood, was giving people permanent Parkinson's symptoms. It's a very, very dangerous chemical, and it's basically fueling this overdose death epidemic in the United States. There was 93,331 overdose fatalities in the United States last year. That's four times the number of homicides. And yet, hey, no big deal. You know, the point to the homicides, take the guns, leave the fentanyl alone, because too many people are making money off of it. Speaking of grabbing the guns, 52 Republicans have written to the ATF demanding to know if they have started a federal gun registry to keep track of firearms owners. And probably. Meanwhile, Democrats, this is being reported in military.com, House Democrats want to introduce a law that would allow peace to confiscate guns from serving U.S. troops who are accused of domestic violence. And the reason they want to do that is very obvious. If there is a revolution in this country, they need to disarm those combat-trained segments of the population. Meanwhile, polls are showing Americans' widespread support for that Second Amendment. And firearm sales are up. There is still ammunition shortages. And people are getting ready to defend their homes and lives from rampant criminality, whether it's criminals in the streets or criminals in the government. Getting on to political correctness here, Bill Maher told CNN's Chris Cuomo that the rise of critical race theory from just a legal concept to a cultural belief system fits into his theory of progressophobia. And he says CRT in schools is nuts, and parents are justified in being concerned about it, whether they call it critical race theory or something else, which they're starting to do. They're trying to rebrand it here. A middle school English teacher in Providence, Rhode Island, has warned that critical race theory, which teaches white students they should feel guilty simply for being white, says it's absolutely everywhere in schools in the area, and it's causing great harm and racial divide and hostility between children. And that's not what schools are supposed to be doing here. And let's see. This actually happened in Round Rock, Texas, home of RBN. In a series of school board meetings this last fall, two fathers, a minister named Jeremy Story and a retired Army captain named Dustin Clerk, spoke out against alleged corruption and schools' hostility toward parents. The school board tried to have them arrested. So it's getting ugly out there. Meanwhile, Jim Jordan is demanding FBI Director Christopher Wray disclose all the counterterrorism efforts being directed against parents who are critical of critical race theory, gender training, LGBTQ content. And so, yeah, they're really pushing this here. Over in Ohio, a little bit of good news. Anti-critical race theory parents ran for the school board, won 4 out of the 5 seats, and promised to transform the district. So the parents are definitely on the move. All righty. We have been talking about highly questionable books that are in public school libraries. There's an article here about a book called Fun Home that contains sexually explicit content. It's available to elementary students in North Kingston School District. Meanwhile, the books of Dr. Seuss are now being banned. And basically, a teacher in Waukegan, Illinois, went on the Todd Stern Show to state the school administration directed teachers to drop these controversial Dr. Seuss books from the library. I guess they do not like green eggs and ham. We're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With patriotinternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, patriotinternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from patriotinternet.com. Visit patriotinternet.com today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Born in the city with a silver spoon, great-grandson of the oil tycoon, raised by wolves, thinks he owns the moon, socialist banker to the one-world goons, Davy Rockefeller, chairman of the CFR. Fought underhanded
Welcome back to our show here. And with a reference to that last commercial you heard about corporate media dominating the discussion, the good news is One American News just now reported that CNN's Brian Stelter's show is at record low ratings. People are just turning the liars off. Getting back to education and political correctness, down in Texas, there is a father who's gone on the warpath against the school after his son was assigned reading material that depicted the graphic rape of 11-year-olds. He didn't just find it in the library. He was assigned to read this. And whatever happened to engineering, science, math, things like that here? Over in Connecticut, parents have discovered that kindergarten children are being taught gender ideology. The parents were not informed. There is no opt-out. And the West Hartford district officials are saying children cannot be opted out of the curriculum. They will learn about gender ideology, and who cares if they're not qualified for any reasonable jobs when they get out of school here. Now, in Loudoun County, Virginia, which seems to be going for a Guinness World Book record on most corrupt school board, there was a teacher who was suspended for publicly opposing a proposed transgender policy, and he has won a decisive victory in his legal battle against the school district. And this was the case of Leesburg Elementary School PE teacher Tanner Cross. They've reached a settlement between them. The school district will pay Cross $20,000 to cover attorney's fees. And the references to Cross being suspended will be removed from his personnel file. Now, the school board had proposed a policy that would require students to be addressed by whichever pronouns they like and not according to their biological sex. So, anyway, speaking of Loudoun County, the sheriff has now come on out and confirmed that the school superintendent, the school district superintendent, knew about the sexual assault in the girls' bathroom the day it actually happened. And then, of course, that supervisor went on to say, well, you know, we have no record whatsoever of any of this happening. Just lied. Absolutely lied here. All right. Up at Old Dominion University, there was a professor described as non-binary, Alan Walker, and basically came on out saying that pedophiles should be called minor attracted persons to destigmatize pedophilia, has now been placed on leave. So there's a little bit of a victory there. Over in New York, their schools are creating race-based school affinity groups to combat racism. In other words, all the blacks over here, all the Hispanics here, and all the white people there, and all the Asian people there, and that will somehow combat racism. I don't think so. All right, we got to take a break for station identification. We're going to open up the phone lines, 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Kosher-tified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food. regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Kosher-tified app can make a huge difference for your future.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.